Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, I am Yeshua, your friend, your brother. I see the insecurity and the fear that you are experiencing in this crisis that affects the whole world. You are all together in this. The way in which the coronavirus affects you in your everyday life is profound and individual. It hits you in your own way, in your own individual circumstances, yet you are all connected in this. And this is what distinguishes this crisis at the moment, that it unites humanity, although it could potentially also divide humanity. As in every crisis, you are invited or challenged to choose. To choose for fear and struggle, or to choose love, to choose the way of the heart. And what does that mean, to choose the way of the heart? It's not easy to do that when you are faced with deep insecurity, fear of illness, fear of economic insecurity, lack of money. To choose for love, to choose the way of the heart, is to accept all this, to embrace what is happening now, and to trust that there is a deeper flow, a deeper intelligence at work, which cannot be grasped by your human mind. The human mind reacts to the energy you put into it, and if this energy is based on fear, it will create, the mind will create a lot of panic, a lot of mental noise, which makes it harder to connect with the heart, with your soul. So please choose the quiet road, the way of the heart. And love here means to become very still, to embrace the ignorance, the not knowing what will happen, not knowing what to do. Surrender to it for a moment and feel that there are deeper answers to your life's questions, and that you will receive answers, but not from the mind. This is a time of challenge, but before this challenge happened, the world was already in chaos and severe imbalance. Humanity is in a kind of breaking point. There is a genuine need for heart-based awareness. For humanity to survive. Humanity lives on planet Earth. The Earth is a living being with a soul. Earth has its own rhythm. It needs a kind of balance and peace that enables all life forms to dwell on it, to be on it. And as you know, the natural balance of Earth has been disturbed severely. This coronavirus that is affecting humanity has a lot of to do with the way humanity treats Earth. By the way, humanity treats nature. However, Earth is not just something outside you. It's not just the material reality in which you live. Earth is, nature is inside you as well, inside you as a human being. And the way that humans act, the way they are, is often in conflict with their own nature, their own earthly natural being. People are often not at home with themselves. They are in constant conflict with life, with their own feelings and emotions. They don't feel at ease with themselves. Unlike the natural beings of this world. The kind of self-judgment and self-hatred that is present in most people is very unnatural. It is the result of a long history, which I won't go into now. I want to point it out just to make you aware that what is happening now is a response to a deep imbalance inside the human spirit, and the way out is love. You cannot control this crisis. Of course, it's necessary and practical to take precautions and fight the virus as your governments do. However, on a deeper inner level, you have to surrender to it, surrender to the not knowing, falling into the deep, and start to quietly listen to your soul's message now. Ask yourself, in your life, your individual life, do you listen to your own nature? Do you heed the call of your soul? What is it that your soul truly yearns for? How much caught up are you in the everyday struggle for survival, for success, for money? Take this moment to go deep inside and hear your soul, who is deeply connected with your earthly human nature, with Earth itself. As everything around you slows down and a lot of human activities are stopped, connect with the spirit of Earth. If you can still go out, find a place in nature to feel Mother Earth. Or if you stay at home, imagine that your awareness goes down into your feet, into Earth below you, and connect with her heart, the living heart of Earth. Feel that there is a wisdom, an intelligence in Earth itself, which can support you now. You can receive inspiration from her, and this inspiration is on a deeper level, not outside of you, it's inside of you. You are a child of Earth, a natural creature. Open up to her wisdom. Allow it to flow into your body. Instead of thinking with your head, allow the intelligence of Earth to enter your feet, your legs, your abdomen. You are not alone in all this. We are with you. And this crisis will open up new pathways for humanity. You are invited now to make a shift, to open up to the way of the heart. There are answers within you. Trust them. And feel your oneness with all the other people out there. Feel your connectedness. It is love that will save humanity.